Well, good morning. Morning. Welcome to Bowmansville. It's good to see you here today as we gather to worship the newborn king. I'd like to welcome any visitors or guests who are worshiping with us today. It's good to have you here with us. Also, those joining us on live stream, welcome as well. So would you join me in this call to worship? You have a part to play where it says, or a part to say, I should say. You have a part to say where it says, everyone, please join in together. Though we have known hardship and pain, though life has not always turned out as we had hoped, we will stand here today and say, God's steadfast love endures forever. Though life becomes more complex, the deepest questions remain unanswered, and the mystery of faith deepens, we will say, God's steadfast love endures forever. And though the pain of this world often seems more than we can bear or address, we will stand firm in our faith and we will say, God's steadfast love endures forever. So would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, today, as we gather and we think about your love for us, I pray that as we gather, sing praises to you, look into your word, that we be able to know more of this love that surpasses our human understanding. And I pray this and ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. So would you join in worshiping in song?
During this first song, the ushers are going to be coming and receiving your offering, and the children also may come with their coins for My Coins Count. And I invite you to stand and sing with us.
Thank you. morning and to be reminded that you came as a baby in a manger, but not to stay there. You came to be king of our lives, and we invite you into that place and reveal to us more and more each day what that means. We thank you for blessing Larry with the words and a message to share. We thank you for this place to be that is warm and dry. Help us to be good stewards of it, and at the same time to remember that it is simply a building, and that we are the place where you dwell. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Revelations 12:5 says, "She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations." So he is a king. And there are several different kings mentioned in verse 2. So try to identify which is the king who brought him gifts, which is King Herod who wanted to get rid of him, and which is King Jesus. And it's hard to imagine that God could be in his fullness wrapped in the body of a child, one who has hands and a face and who needs his naps and has dreams at night, but one small child.
Small head reaching out to the stars. will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 28:20. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
So I invite the children to come forward at this time for a children's story. Well, good morning. Good morning. Hi. Hello. I'm glad you came front this morning. So we've been talking about different gifts that God gives to us, and then we've been lighting a candle to remember what that is. Do you remember what the candles were that we've lit so far? First one was hope, exactly. The next one was peace. Yeah, the light bulb went on. Second one was peace, and the third one was joy. Oh, yeah. Today, we're going to talk about love, God's love, okay? And then we're going to light those four candles, so I'm going to be needing a volunteer to help me do that. Okay, you can do when we're ready, okay? First of all, I want to talk a little bit about love. So what, when you hear the word love, what do you think about? Nothing. You think about, I mean, we use love with all kinds of things. I love my toys. I love this. I love that. We use those kinds of things when we say we love things. So we say we love our mom and dad also, right? So that's a different kind of love. Why do we love our mom and dad? Yes, that's right. Because they care for us. Right, they take care of us. They give us food, they give us clothes to wear, they keep a roof over our house, they take care of us. So when we think about God's love, it's altogether different. So one of the things, you know what I love? One of the things I love my family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren. But guess what? I also love chocolate chip cookies. You knew it! Oh, wow. Yes, so here is a giant chocolate chip cookie. Mmm, that looks pretty good, doesn't it? So what does it say on there? Can you read what it says? God's love, yeah. Well, God's love is a whole lot bigger than this chocolate chip cookie. It's a whole lot better than this chocolate chip cookie also. So the kind of love we're talking about, I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians 13. The kind of love we're talking about is love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. In other words, it's not selfish. It's not easily angered. It doesn't get mad. Keeps no record of wrong. Does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. So that's the kind of love we're talking about, the kind of love that God has for us. Is a deep love and a love that really, really is indescribable. So, would you like to come and light the candles? Do you know how to operate this thing? All right, go for it. Light all four of them. You got to pull this back, hold that down, and pull the trigger. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let me help you. Pull that down. Push that down the hole. Yep. Then pull the trigger. I'll get it going for you. There. Now, can you just guide it? Whoops. That didn't look like it worked too good. Try the other one. There we go. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to have a prayer with you, and then... So it's okay. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you, and then for a snack this morning, there's little bags with, guess what? Yeah, that's right, chocolate chip cookies. Okay, so let's pray. Thank you, God, for your deep love for us. Thank you for these boys and girls, and I pray, Father God, that they would understand more and more every day of your deep love for them. So I just pray, Father God, throughout this Christmas season, we will remember your gift of love given to us in the form of a baby, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I want to tell you one more thing. After the service is over, if you come front, we're going to cut up that big chocolate chip cookie, and I'll give you a piece. Okay? So after the service is over, come front, we'll do that. So grab a snack and head back to your parents. Well, again, greetings to each one of you. Greetings in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. So before we get into the message, I just want to thank the youth group for coming to our house Christmas caroling the other evening. It sounded great. I mean, I thought I was in heaven for a moment there. So it sounded really, really good. So thank you for coming and sharing with us in that way. I just want to have a word of prayer before we begin for Irma Garman. She's lost her husband, Henry, this past week. Especially difficult throughout these holiday season, I think, makes it even more difficult. And also a prayer for Viola Hostetter's son, who's in the ICU with COVID. So I want to just lift him up to the throne of grace this morning. Viola did tell me this morning that his oxygen level did increase a bit yesterday, so that was a good sign for Dennis. So would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we do indeed thank you that we can trust in you, that we can lean upon you through the difficult times of our lives. I just want to lift up Irma and the Garman family to your throne of grace this morning as they've lost a husband, a dad, grandpa. I pray, Father God, you would surround the Garman family with your peace and with your comfort. And you would carry them through this very difficult time. And we also lift up Viola's son, Dennis, who's in the hospital in the ICU dealing with COVID. And I pray right now that you would reach down and touch his physical body with healing. We ask that you would do that. I pray that you walk with Dennis's wife and family and also be very near Viola through this time. So we thank you and praise you for who you are, and we give you honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been journeying through this Advent season by thinking about the gifts that God gives to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, the one whose birth we're about to celebrate in a very few days. The gift of hope in the midst of this crazy adventure that we call life. The gift of peace that can be ours through the Prince of Peace. The gift of joy that is not dependent upon pleasant circumstances, but upon an intimate relationship with the Creator of the universe through his Son, Jesus Christ. So today, we're going to be looking at the precious gift of love that God has given to us by sending his one and only Son into this world to save us from our sin. Dare to imagine God's face in his gift of love. The story is told of a curious 3-year-old girl who asked her mother, "What is Christmas?" Her mother carefully explained that Christmas is Jesus' birthday. So as a little girl thought about that a little more, then she said, "So if it's Jesus' birthday, why don't we give him gifts?" Her mother explained about the tradition of giving or exchanging gifts with those we love as an expression of our love for one another. Well, that seemed to satisfy the little girl until Christmas Eve arrived. On her way up the stairs to bed on Christmas Eve, the little girl brought a package and placed it under the Christmas tree and explained that this was a birthday gift for Jesus, which she was sure that he would open during the night while she slept. So after she was asleep, her mother, not wanting to disappoint her daughter, unwrapped the gift and found the box to be empty. So on Christmas morning, the little girl was thrilled to find that her gift had been opened. So her confused mother asked, "So tell me, please, what was in your specially wrapped gift?" And her reply was, "It was a box full of love." Today we lit the candle, the Advent candle of love. God gave us his precious gift of love in the form of his one and only Son, Jesus. For God so loved the world, excuse me, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This morning, we need to clearly understand that Jesus is a gift to each one of us directly from the Father heart of God. It is a gift that is filled to the brim and then overflowing with love for you. A gift of love that God has invested so much in for you. Jesus, God's one and only Son, who we know God loved deeply. Because the scripture tells us this in Matthew 3, 16 and 17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And there was a voice from heaven which said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We know that God loves his Son Jesus, and yet he was still willing to give him as a gift of love just for you. The Apostle Paul says this in Galatians 4, 4 to 7. "But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir." In verses 1 to 3 of Galatians 4, Paul says this, and I'm going to say this in my own words. "If an earthly father dies and leaves great wealth for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father has set." That's the way it was before Jesus came. We were slaves to the spiritual powers of this world. And then in verse 4, "But when the time had fully come, or when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And now, because we have become his children, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. And now you can call God your dear Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are now, through faith in Jesus, his dear child, everything he has belongs to you. Under Roman law, an adopted child was guaranteed all legal rights to his father's property, even if he was formerly a slave. He was not a second-class son. He was equal to all others, biological or adopted. As God's heirs, we can rightly claim as our own what Jesus has provided for us, our identity as his very own children. When we choose to put our faith in Jesus, we're no longer cringing and fearful slaves. Instead, we are children of God. As God's very own children, he has already given us his very best gifts. They include Jesus, his son. Through Jesus' obedience to his Father's will, we now have forgiveness of our sin. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We also have the gift of eternal life when our life here on this earth comes to an end. Can we dare to imagine God's face in his gift of love to us? So allow me to ask you a question this morning. Or maybe I should say, imagine with me. Imagine you're sitting there this morning, and suddenly God would appear and sit down right beside you. Now imagine he's actually sitting right next to you. And as he's sitting there right next to you, he turns his face towards you, looks you straight in the eye. What do you think he would say to you? Now, I don't claim to know everything he would say to you, but I do believe, I have a very strong inkling, that one of the things he would say is this: my child, my precious child, I love you. And then he would show you the scars in his hands. Why do I think he would say that? Because this is the message he's been trying to communicate to his beloved creation of mankind since the beginning of time. I love you is a message God was trying to communicate to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden through the beauty of his creation. By walking with Adam and Eve, by meeting their needs, even after they had disobeyed him. God said, I love you in the flood when he provided the ark. Through the Old Testament times, he said, I love you by disciplining the Israelites in hope that they would learn the best way, the way of obedience. He said, I love you. Here is the gift of my son. In the little town of Bethlehem, as baby Jesus was born and laid in the manger. He said, I love you as his one and only son, Jesus, took the punishment for my sin and the punishment for your sin and the punishment for the sin of the entire world. Through his sacrifice on the cross, through the shedding of his blood, he was shouting, I love you. Now, you may have heard this story before, but I think it fits in really, really well. Back in the days before vaccines, one of the best weapons that doctors had to combat diseases was the blood from a close relative who had survived the same disease. The relative's blood would have the natural antibodies to help cure the disease. It is out of that context that this story comes. The doctor looked down at a very sick little girl as she lay in the hospital bed. He knew that her only hope for survival was to receive blood from someone who had recovered from this disease. It just so happened that she had an older brother who had recovered, and he was a matching donor. The doctor found the anxious family waiting in the waiting room, and he knelt beside this little girl's brother, and he said, Johnny, your sister needs your kind of blood to make her well. Would you be willing to give your blood so that she can live? Well, Johnny's eyes grew big. The doctor watched as his eyes filled with fear. He hesitated only long enough to swallow the lump in his throat, and he said, sure, doctor, I will give my blood. After the needed amount of blood was taken from Johnny's arm, he remained quiet for a few moments, just like he had been instructed. And then he looked up at the doctor, and he quietly said, when do I die? It was only then that the doctor realized the extent of Johnny's sacrifice. He was willing to offer his life to save his sister's life. This is the kind of gift that God gave to us in a manger many years ago. It's a gift of self-sacrifice. It's a gift of offering himself. A gift of perfect love. Can we dare to imagine God's face in his gift of love to us? But wait, there's even more. God has communicated his love for you and I through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God says, I love you. The penalty for your sins has been paid. Now we can be family again. Just like I always wanted it to be. Because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross, because Jesus rose from the dead and is alive today, you and I can now be called precious sons and daughters of God. And every time you and I realize that we have sinned, every time that we repent, every time we ask for forgiveness, he says, I love you by forgiving you. That's what Christmas is all about. God shouting, I love you. So this morning, whether you're really excited about Christmas or really struggling this Christmas, God wants you to remember this important truth. Christmas is all about God's deep love for you. Because when the time had fully come, God sent his gift of love, his one and only Son, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. Can you hear God telling you that he loves you this Advent season as we move towards celebrating the birth of our Savior? Would you please join me in prayer? Almighty God, we do indeed thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us this precious gift of your love in the form of a baby so many years ago. Thank you that you provided a way for us to be reconciled back to you. Thank you for your many, many blessings, for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for the Holy Spirit living within us, who empowers us and enables us to be overcomers as we journey through this life here on this earth. So I just pray that we would all remember and understand in a new and a fresh way the depth of your love for us. Give us the ability to understand that a bit more as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Oh,
Thank you for your kind attention this morning. Just a reminder that next Sunday, there'll be no Sunday school, and our worship service will begin at 9:30. There'll be refreshments served in the fellowship hall in the basement from 8:30 to 9:15. So just make sure you're aware of that, and you show up at 8:30 for some food. Also, next Sunday, there's a note in the bulletin, we'll be receiving a special basket offering for MDS to help with the tornado victims in Kentucky and beyond. So you can come prepared to share in that. And last but not least, a reminder to the children, we're going to be cutting up this cookie. So if you want a piece of cookie, the children want a piece of cookie, come forward, and Sandy and I will give a piece to you. So would you stand to receive this benediction? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face of love shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord turn his face of love toward you and give you his peace. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a great week.